Well, apparently just because school's out doesn't mean the Alabama Education Beat is slowing down. Quite the contrary. Like most Tuesdays, we're here with Southern Education Desk reporter Dan Carson. And the question on a lot of people's minds after last week is, what's going on with the Birmingham Board of Education and the state?
That's always an interesting question, isn't it? Well, by Friday, Birmingham schools have to give the state education department a list of people whose jobs are being cut. And those and other cost-saving steps need to be approved by the local board at their meeting next Tuesday.
And approving anything, let alone taking away people's jobs, seems to be a battle on this board. What happens if they don't approve those cuts?
Well, the state is waiting on the doorstep to take over the finances completely. So the local board really is between a rock and a hard place. Even board members who want to bite the bullet and bring the system's finances in line, and even the board members who welcome state intervention know that getting rid of people is a painful process. But in a system as top-heavy and inefficient as Birmingham's central office, the organizational chart is so convoluted that figuring out who to fire is that much harder.
Ah, so the need to trim the organization in itself makes the trimming more complicated. By the way, I'll just remind our listeners that there's a lot more information about how this whole situation unfolded at our website, WBHM.org. So anyway, what's the latest, Dan?
Well, of course, with this board, something brand new could blow up 5 minutes from now. But I've been checking in with the school system, and they say they're moving ahead, matching names to the positions outlined in that cost-cutting plan that was finally approved after such a battle last week. They're also making preparations to close down North Birmingham Elementary and combine it with Lewis Elementary. That's another cost-cutting measure.
So as time gets short, anything you haven't reported on extensively that's on your radar?
Definitely. On Friday, the University of Alabama system raised in-state undergrad tuition rates for the coming fall. 7% at Alabama, 8.5% at UAB, and 8.6% at UA Huntsville.
What's behind that?
Well, the UA finance people say that between the recession, which means less state funding coming in, and the end of the federal stimulus, budgets have taken some pretty serious hits over the last couple of years. And the schools have made cuts to try to save money in other ways. They also point out that tuition is still basically on par with big universities around the South.
Okay, so give us something a little positive to end with.
Actually, two things that are at least arguably positive. First, Huntsville schools are at the head of a trend that, whether you like it or not, is probably going to speed up more and more. They're basically going to do away with textbooks. Yeah, starting this fall, the plan is for every kid to have a laptop or a tablet, which will have their textbooks in digital form. Now, kids and parents are happy not to have to lug around textbooks. A lot of teachers and administrators are happy because they think today's students learn better through computers and because overall it'll actually be cheaper. And of course, Pearson Education, the company that's working with Huntsville Schools, is happy to have the business.
I bet they are. Sounds arguably positive, like you said. What's the second thing?
Well, back to right here at UAB, the university's Comprehensive Cancer Center just got a 3-year, $15 million federal grant to help find ways to reduce cancer treatment costs. It's going to set up something called the Deep South Cancer Navigation Network, and that'll focus on helping patients make the most informed choices for their treatment. This is interesting to me partly because some of the same things that affect education in the Deep South affect people's abilities to get the best cancer treatment. Economic and educational disparities, nutrition issues, limited access, and cultural barriers. This grant is meant to work against all those things.
Hard to argue that's not positive. Thanks again, Dan.
Thank you, Tanya.
Dan Carson is a Southern Education Desk reporter based here at WBHM. You can find all of his reporting archived on our website, WBHM.org.